8.
To the third and final hour of this live Saturday edition of the program, but it's not just any old live Saturday edition. It is the super live edition in that we are live and in person at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum with a wonderful studio audience who has taken time out of their night and apparently is not attending the keynote speech in order so they can sit here and watch us talk on the radio. So thank you guys for coming in here tonight. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us on the phones, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'll introduce our next guest here in a moment, but I want to make sure we have a chance to get to Dan in Kalamazoo. Jeffrey Tucker still with me on the second microphone. Jeffrey, thanks for sticking around.
I think I'd be here for Cody Wilson.
And very good. You've just let our audience know on the secret. We got Dan in Kalamazoo first, though. We're listening to WKZO. Hey, Dan. Dan in Kalamazoo going once. Dan in Kalamazoo going twice. I don't know if we're having technical difficulties. I will put Dan back on hold just in case he happened to be in a bad cell or something like that. Cody Wilson is with us here on the third microphone in our makeshift studios at the Crown Plaza Hotel, nhlibertyforum.com. That's the website for what we're doing here this weekend. It's put on by the Free State Project. And Cody, you came up from, is it Austin, Texas?
Yeah, I flew out from the south. I've been staying between Austin and Little Rock, Arkansas.
Get right up close on that, Mike, if you don't mind. When you,
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. So you are the creator of something that made a whole lot of news in the last year, is known as popularly as the Liberator. It is a 3D printable gun, and it ended up getting you in some hot water, I think, with the federal government.
That was the whole idea, wasn't it, actually?
Yeah, there ended up being a really like ironic strategy where we thought, you know, the best case scenario would be to kind of force the hand of the federal government itself.
Cody, in that video you were terrifying, actually.
Which one was that?
No, the one where you shot the gun. I mean, it was just
raw. It was human. There were no words, you know.
Right. I mean, the whole thing was designed to just absolutely rattle the establishment. Like, oh my God, there's a new world being born. Is that what you intended?
Yeah, and of course I packaged it that way.
Well,
I mean, it was over the top a bit, but there was this, that was all, you were watching it unedited. It was this human thing, and I did it, and then I turned to the camera, and I had nothing cute to say, like, before, you know, just like the raw stare through dark glasses of defiance.
So, wait, are you serious? Like, you came up with this gun idea, this printable gun, just to screw with the feds?
Jesus Christ, man, yeah, I mean, you know nothing about me.
This man lives and breathes revolution. Understand who we're talking to here.
No, I do. I love that. You're right. I don't know that much about you. I know that you're the guy who came up with...
I mean that with all love, you know.
Yeah. I know that you're the guy who came up with the Liberator. I can read your bio here. It says you're a crypto-anarchist and a free-market anarchist, so it sounds like we would get along very, very well.
I think so. Thank you for having me, by the way, on that.
So it wasn't so much to bring the sort of revolutionary idea of a 3D-printed gun to the marketplace that anybody could do on their own and sort of distribute the idea... Well, Defense, which is the name of your company, to take it out of the hands of these companies that have for, you know, decades and hundreds of years been making these firearms and make it so anybody with the right equipment in the, you know, in the den of their house can do this. That wasn't your primary motivation?
No, that was, of course, a very strong dimension and the leading dimension of you know, the first round of justifications for why we wanted to do it, because we appealed to the internet, but hey, we'd like to raise some money so anyone could print a gun.
But you knew the feds were going to jump on this.
Oh, no. Not at the very beginning. That's still a best case scenario. Before I even did the project, I imagine what would like the best case scenario look like? You know, I imagine it to be this kind of perfect media event, you know, this raw spectacle that kind of like permanently tweaked American gun politics. So, you know, that's best case scenario, but you still have to get there.
And not just gun politics, but the whole politics.
I mean, look, that in your wildest dreams, do you hope that you can with one switch kind of like, you know, make the whole thing fall in on itself.
It was designed to illustrate the power of the distributed network, wasn't it?
I mean,
in the end.
It was one, like, with an understanding of the internet. Like, we were trying to display, like, there's a new intelligence, right? An objective, fierce, you know, mean, fractal intelligence. This is an internet logic that only our generation understands, and all baby boomers. And
you can't get rid of something once it's on the internet, basically, right?
Right.
And, of course, the plans for the Liberator were released at one point as a torrent. I remember we announced that on our show, on Free Talk Live, and I
downloaded the torrent, started seeding that. So yeah, once it's out, once that cat is out of the bag, it's out. It's never.
And you got takedown notices, right? Like take this down, make it go away.
Not that way. Not from my site. I got a direct disclosure letter from the State Department saying this information is controlled by the federal government. You know, how did you put this up here without our permission?
And so, the information meaning the design of the gun you created.
The gun itself, but they didn't just name the Liberator. They named like eight other files because we had started a kind of gun file. You know, hosting site.
Were you scared at any point?
Yeah, no question. Still am from time to time, right? But it definitely jars you at such a level that other things just become kind of less.
So did you have sleepless nights?
No, never sleepless nights. Things happened very quickly to kind of like reconfirm to me that what I had done was what I intended to do. And I was like, all right, well, I assumed the risk.
So let's make the long story short. You came out with this this Liberator. The press blew up. The government came after you. How did you end up not, you know, in a prison cell over there?
You're sort of mattered. Vaguely disappointed, actually?
No, actually. I lawyered up. I mean, what answer do you say? I lawyered up immediately in the most hardcore fashion and then, like, put, you know, a very recognizable name in front of the government and said, yeah, you'll be directing all your communication to this entity from now on. Thank you.
Okay.
And
what'd they do in response?
Well, let's just be honest. Like, the politics of it was that, you know, there's no way to police these files on the Internet.
Sure.
And this is a very bold assertion on the part of the State Department. Oh, this information, which is not developed according to a government contract, totally private, related to things that we can buy and own in commerce, is still nevertheless controlled according to an export regime, which doesn't understand that there is the concept of the Internet. I don't mean to be so, you know.
It's true.
But anyway, it's a very, very bold constitutional kind of liberty that they are going and assuming and taking. And so they took the risk because they were directed by the White House to do it, because the White House was deeply embarrassed that the Liberator had been kind of like a coda on the failure of Manchin Toomey after the Sandy Hook massacre.
So what happened with the charges or whatever they were trying to do to you? After you lawyered up, what happened?
Look, this is, we don't live in, it's like, so after Snowden, it's like, it's not Orwell, it's something much more like Kafka, you know? Like, there are no charges. And we're not dealing, at the level of regulation, we're dealing with the level of determination. Something beyond even what is challengeable under the administrative power.
And your gun was improved within days after release.
That's right.
There are some people who actually said, well, that's not quite right.
Well, we had corrections too, right? This was our very first iteration. I mean, trigger was just a kind of makeshift trigger because the geometry was bad. And we wanted to put better pins in, and we couldn't. But the very first thing that came out was immediately taken and subtly modified. And then for many months, we saw subtle variations of it.
So you achieved all your goals, didn't you?
I think with the Liberator Project, or what we had been called the WikiWeapon Project before we set on the name Liberator. Yeah, it was a stunning success. And done for $20,000.
And you've moved on now to a completely different area, which happens to be cryptocurrency.
That's right. I think that in attitude, it's not different at all, and especially in its like philosophical outlook or you know, fidelity or fealty or something. And I made very, very good friends with a guy named Amir Taki, who is himself a kind of renegade in the Bitcoin space. And it seemed obvious we should do it.
Who are your muses, Cody? Where are your intellectual influences? The people who speak to you who are long dead.
I think right now Baudrillard is just. Around not very long. So I think my intellectual master might be something like Jean Baudrillard, just for his kind of anthropological, sociological critiques and like his very, you know, piercing insight into media culture. And I like reading Guy Debord for insight of the spectacle. But kind of more famously, I guess, I like to like launch Foucault on people at unexpected moments. And
so I don't know who any of those people are. I imagine Jeffrey Tucker knows all three of them.
I have to. Cody always challenges me. I mean, you say shocking things to me and make me feel ill-read. Actually.
Oh, come on, no. Michel Foucault is the great.
You just one up Jeffrey Tucker.
That's not true. We've done a Google Hangout where he was like, "Oh yes, Nietzsche and
Well, hold on. I have to admit, I know people are really excited about Dark Wallet, which is your new project. Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I'm into Bitcoin. So can you tell me
what that is?
No, he can't.
What do
you never
about?
Do?
Yes.
You never quite explained the Dark Wallet.
All right, now
you're
saying
there's two ways.
Obscure. You're hiding this whole thing.
Okay, so I've admitted to Mr. Tucker, who's now holding this over me, that I'm kind of being a fascist about some of the development process. Then again, it's strange because like the repository is something that anyone can go see right now. It's an open source project, so
as long as you can read code, you can understand everything.
what I want to say is that Dark Wallet was two things first, and we recognize there was an appetite for Bitcoin privacy after the Snowden revelation. So we organized a project, we put it in video, and we wanted to kind of give to the Bitcoin anarchist wing a new project they could get excited about. Because as we're all kind of familiar with in the story of Bitcoin, there's only been this marching parade of East Coast, West Coast, and the story of legitimacy of Bitcoin.
More regulation, or some some people really want to see Bitcoin regulated, and there's another side of that, which is those of us who don't want anything like that.
Exactly.
So I want to, if you can stick with us for another segment, I would love to bring more with Cody Wilson to you here in moments, 855 450 free. We'll find out what the dark wallet is exactly, because many of our listeners know what Bitcoin is and what a wallet is, but what's a dark wallet? It sounds scary. It's Free Talk Live.
That's the whole idea.
Did you know that a Nobel Prize was awarded for a medical discovery that improves your sexual performance? It's true. Nitric oxide was discovered to improve your sexual performance. It also miraculously improves your heart health, blood pressure, energy levels, your immune system, diabetes, arthritis pain, even your memory and mood. That's why millions of men and women have begun taking nitric oxide boosters as daily supplements. And right now, we're releasing free bottles of Peak Nitric Oxide so you can discover the benefits for yourself. Be one of the first 100 callers at 1-800-941-9499. After extensive research and clinical tests, nitric oxide has been described as the miracle molecule of the 21st century. Taken once a day, you'll not only begin feeling years younger, but we'll also send you free test strips to prove it works. Discover how to get your free bottle of Peak Nitric Oxide and free test strips at 1-800-941-9498. Be one of the first 100 callers. 1-800-941-9498.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at the 2014 New Hampshire Liberty Forum, 7th edition. We have been here every single year with the pleasure of broadcasting live from this excellent event full of hundreds of liberty-oriented people who actually care about freedom and are willing to do something about it. And many of those people have not made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Some of them have. In fact, we have over 1,500 people here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But others are here to speak about all kinds of interesting topics, and whether or not they are involved in the Free State Project is irrelevant. They have interesting things to say, although I am curious to know what our current guest does think about said project. We'll ask him that. Hold your thoughts, Cody, because I do want to tell our audience about cashintocoins.com. Since we're talking Bitcoin, you probably might want to know how to get some Bitcoin. If you've gotten a wallet, say over at blockchain.info, you can go and put some Bitcoins in there by going to cashintocoins.com. It is easy, safe, fast, legal, and it's inexpensive, as well as customer service is their top priority. So go to cashintocoins.com. It's the easiest way to turn cash into bitcoins. Cashintocoins.com. Cody Wilson is with us here. Jeffrey Tucker still on mic number two. And Cody, we were just about to talk about your dark wallet project. What is it?
It turned into like a running joke, or we can just go to break immediately. We've never talked about it. Well, you see. So basically, the idea was to get all the good heads together that were in the black block, basically, of Bitcoin, and say, look, it's time to have a project. I can get you the money. I can get people excited about it. And I did. I followed through. So we had Peter Todd, Amir Taki, Pablo Martin, and a group of anarchists in Spain called Unsystem, who more or less intimately understand Bitcoin, like a lot of people still quite don't in space. And we wanted to integrate a bunch of Bitcoin 2.0 technologies, put it in the browser, stealth addresses, deterministic addresses for every transaction, and a neat way of doing coin join.
What's all that mean? You got to break this down.
No, wait a minute. I mean, Coinbase does this shifting public addresses.
Blockchain. Right? Oh, no. You mean... anyone, even with current wallets, can, like, make new addresses.
Right,
but
we're
saying as, like, a default kind of procedure. Every time you're doing a transaction, you've got deterministic wallets running. You're always – it's care for the user. It's – you don't have to think about this. This is privacy as a default feature. You know?
Okay.
This is a kind of security and care for you.
You're using privacy – you talk about privacy, but if you're going to order something with Bitcoin, you're ultimately going to have to use your address. So, I mean, you're going to have to surrender your identity.
It's always going to be addresses. And it's not like an intentional scheme to just like directly hide that address, right?
Wow.
But it's more about like obfuscation and making it more difficult for like to forensically pierce different people's Bitcoin transactions, especially if you're going to, you can enter a kind of virtual lobby with friends in your address book or other people in a kind of distributed way and mix, you know, the sum of your transactions.
So I know about Bitcoin Fog. Now, this is a website that is available on Tor. Jeffrey looks confused.
I've never heard of this, actually.
So Bitcoin Fog is a website available on Tor that claims to do mixing of Bitcoins, in that what you do is you deposit Bitcoins into Bitcoin Fog. They then have other people who are also depositing into the Bitcoin Fog.
So it's kind of a Tor for...
Tor is an anonymizing service, as you probably know, for the internet.
It's like a Tumblr on Tor, right?
But this is just one of the many sites on Tor. So what you do is you deposit Bitcoins into this Bitcoin Fog, and then you tell it, okay, I want to withdraw this amount of coins into this other account, and I don't want anybody to be able to tell that it was me who did it.
Even though it's on the blockchain, you can look at it.
Right, so what they're doing is they're taking a bunch of people's Bitcoins and essentially pooling them together and then sending little amounts. So let's say you send one Bitcoin to the Bitcoin Fog. It then will send you that Bitcoin back minus this very small fee, but it'll send it back in little bits. So those little bits have been moved around here and there and here and there and all over the place in the fog.
This is what's so beautiful about Bitcoin. It's so flexible.
So how is that similar or different from what Dark Wallet is doing?
For a technical write-up, I would recommend people go to Bitcoin Magazine and look up how Amir was doing CoinJoin. Vitalik did a great piece on it. It's very long, actually. It's kind of like an 8-step process.
Tell us about Vitalik, actually?
Well, hold on. So give me the short answer on this technical process.
It's not like ZeroCoin, but basically it's a linking of different trusted parties, and then we kind of trick in one transaction, we kind of switch around inputs and outputs.
So some level of mixing, then, is what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. It's a form of mixing.
Vitalik is involved with it,
especially in the original, he was.
Is this different
iterations.
You're talking about Vitalik from Bitcoin Magazine.
We're talking about Vitalik, the inventor of Ethereum.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, well, right, no, he's in that too.
Yeah,
I met him when he was
He's 19 years old.
Yeah,
he's a young kid.
Brilliant. He's a brilliant guy. He actually came up here to New Hampshire and visited us at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah, he was doing important work on multi-sig, and I've met him in Europe. And
so, Dark Wallet, is it available? Is it still in experimental?
It's been in development for about 2 months now, and of course, people can go check the development at the
repository. When you promoted the Dark Wallet, one of the things that struck me is particularly, how do you say, it was a little bit surprising, is that you seem to go after, almost by name, the Bitcoin Foundation. Can you elaborate on that?
I did. My critique is not actually as full-on as it appears to be, but, again, I was preaching to the community of anarchists in Bitcoin and saying, like, look, I hear what you're saying, and we know what the problem is. The problem is this political vacuum where everyone from the foundation had kind of come in and said, no, actually, the way that we're going to protect the future of Bitcoin is to go ahead and announce ourselves to regulatory power
its
subject, and that this is actually a fatal conceit. And I included a very subtle clue to this, which was like a clip from Orson Welles' adaptation of Frankowski's The Trial. This is where Joseph K. thinks that he can both participate with the regulatory process and then also maintain some independence from it, which is the conceit.
Ridiculous.
Wait a minute. Cody, I don't want you to think I'm less revolutionary than you.
I don't think that, although
I am, actually. But I don't want to be. But isn't there a certain point to Bitcoin trying to make a bad situation less bad?
I don't know. I don't agree, really. And I think the continual lessons of the 20th century are that it doesn't matter anyway. There can only be bad outcomes.
So, funny story. The Bitcoin Foundation is this group of people involved in Bitcoin who are reportedly advocating for Bitcoin. Now, look, I was actually at a Bitcoin conference last year, and at a party that was being thrown by a company called Trade Hill, there was a guy there from one of the main Bitcoin exchanges who was talking with the owner of the Trade Hill, and they were talking with an attorney, and I was just standing there listening to this, and they were talking about how great regulation would be for Bitcoin and they had this plan to create like a Bitcoin whitelist where if your company would jump through all these hoops, then you would get on the good list, and if you didn't jump through the hoops, you'd be on the the blacklist.
My question is, where are they now?
And so it was interesting because they said the Bitcoin Foundation was a bunch of money launderers. They actually said the Bitcoin Foundation were the bad guys from their perspective. So are you saying that the Bitcoin Foundation has sort of been taken over by those regulator types?
The idea that it projects, the question, the legitimacy question, the one that haunts us all, right, the sword that kind of hangs over the head of all Bitcoiners, all good Bitcoiners, how do we become legitimate? It's answered incorrectly, and what the most successful and popular answer is, like, devilishly incorrect, and almost kind of, like, naive in its supine incorrectness, you know?
The best way to become legitimate is for people to use Bitcoin, right?
Well, I don't even like to use the word, because
the radio, I'm going to hit the dump button on you.
Yeah,
so sorry about that.
But, Cody, wait a minute. I mean, to some extent, aren't we blaming the victim here? I mean,
No.
The state exists. I mean, there's nothing we can do about that.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't mean that you render yourself. I mean, this is Foucauldian concepts, like technologies of the self. This is the dispositive. I don't render myself a subject to power. I don't tell power more about myself, because I further write myself into its tablatures. I further make it understand how it can integrate and, like, regulate me.
Cody, we're super short on time. What's a good website for our listeners to go to get more of what you're up to?
Oh, my goodness. Defdis.org.
Defdis, D-E-F-D.
Yeah, that was a bad one to suggest.
YouTube.com. Cody, with our final moments in less than 20 seconds, what do you think about your experience here in New Hampshire in the Free State Project?
Lovely. Beautiful people, beautiful weather. And I'll come back.
Great.
Yeah.
I look forward to it. Thanks for coming on Free Talk Live.
Amazing.
Coming up here in moments, we've got another special guest coming up. Jim Bovard will be joining us.
Oh, my God.
This guy is like old school libertarian.
He's a one-man think tank.
We're going to bring him up here in moments. Of course, we'll take your calls as well. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-3733. If you have something to add, you're welcome to do so. This is Free Talk Live.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter System. systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything, even in the remaining moments, which actually aren't happening yet, but we're getting there. We've got about half an hour remaining in this edition of the show, live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. The final night, the final half hour of Free Talk Live for this amazing event. And that is happening on a yearly basis here in New Hampshire. For the last several years, has been here at this beautiful hotel, the Crown Plaza, Nashua's Crown Plaza Hotel. And there are hundreds of people here. It's no exaggeration. Hundreds of people who love the ideas of liberty. And many of them are actually in the keynote speech right now, which is inevitably going to go a little bit late. There's, of course, parties that go on into the night. Last night, there were a bunch of people at a common gathering. gathering place for Free State Project participants in Manchester, buses and shuttles and things like that going back and forth to make sure that anybody who shouldn't be driving would not be driving. And it's just a great group.
There are a lot of them.
Yep, and a lot of responsible people here, which is wonderful. And just it's just a blast. If you missed it this year, you don't want to miss it next year, so bookmark nhlibertyforum.com. And, of course, we're going to tell you more about whenever the next dates are announced. Of course, the next event that's coming up after this is the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So we'll tell you more about that once that's available as well. Mark, you've been you're back on the show. Jeffrey Tucker has retired for this edition of the Liberty Forum.
I'm so delighted when Jeffrey Tucker takes over my position. As far as I'm concerned, he's the most entertaining guy in the Liberty movement, and I'm always happy to give him my seat.
He's very knowledgeable and very experienced at the ideas of freedom. There's no doubt about that. So, Mark, you are an experienced coffee drinker.
That's true. I do drink some coffee, and they have great coffee here at the Nashua Crown Plaza Hotel. Premium coffee, just like BuzzBox coffee. Now, I drink decaf, but, of course, BuzzBox specializes in all kinds of coffee. And over at BuzzBox, not only do they have, of course, shade-grown, 100% organic coffee, but this coffee allows you to help people around the world one cup at a time because we offer microloans through World Vision, 100 of them we're trying to get put together so that we can help families around the world get their own little buy into a, their own little coffee co-op, their own little piece of the pie, and so that they can work to grow their wealth and break the generational chains of poverty. And you can help us help everyone else by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. If you're a coffee drinker, please do. Go get a free pound at coffee.freetalklive.com. You cover the shipping. We'll cover the pound. You sign up for the subscription, and coffee will be taken care of there for the rest of your life.
Excellent. Excellent. So, again, our toll-free number is 855-453. Mark, can you introduce our next guest?
Yeah, this is James Bovard, and now everybody gets to have their own little heroes, and this is, I'm excited to bring James on. He is not only been an author in The Freeman and the Future of Freedom Foundations magazine, the Future of Freedom magazine, but he's been all the big names, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Playboy, Washington Post, New Republic. James, I think that you do an excellent job of taking the ideas of liberty and bringing them down so that the common person can understand them.
Well, thanks for saying that. Thanks very much for having me on your program. I appreciate that. It's fun to try to explain things in a way that people will both be amused and enraged. Because with a lot of these government policies, as you know, there's a smokescreen on top. But once you can see through it, cut through all the BS, and then you can put the nuts and bolts together, and then people's eyes suddenly sparkle, and they realize how they're being oppressed, or how they're being robbed, or how their rights are being violated. And when you see people's eyes light up, it's almost like there's a spark of liberty there.
Now, what did you do your speech on here?
I did a couple speeches. I did one yesterday on Obama's constitutional reign of terror. I did one today on libertarian hooliganism, having fun raising hell for freedom.
Now, how could possibly a constitutional scholar like Obama have a constitutional reign of terror?
Well, I mean, because apparently in his version of the Constitution there is an asterisk, and it doesn't apply to the president.
No, that seems like it's been that way for a long time.
Well, yes. I mean, he's very consistent. I mean, George W. Clinton, going back a long ways, Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's sad to see how much he's trampled the Bill of Rights and how much he's gotten away with.
So, you know, Obama's administration, the second term's just about, you know, halfway over. I assume he's going to leave office, just like George W. Bush did. I'm just guessing. Do you think the next one's going to be worse?
Well, that's certainly the trend. You know, but I have faith in Hillary. No, the thing I have is faith that there's going to be such a backlash against Hillary, she's not going to get the nomination.
Hmm. Really? You think it's going to be another Democrat gets the nomination?
Absolutely. Well, very likely, because she's got so much dirt in her past, and all it takes is a handful of leaks of what she did when she was Secretary of State, and people would be horrified, because she did so many dirty deals. I mean, there was stuff that she did in Libya. She's probably doing stuff in Syria. She's got so much nastiness in her past. Plus, some people suspect she's a bitch.
Now, what about libertarian hooliganism? Tell me about that.
The libertarian hooliganism, this is a play. This makes a spinoff from my new book, Public Policy Hooligan, which is available on Amazon as a Kindle book, and which is basically the story of some of the battles I fought against federal agencies that were trampling our rights and liberties. It's also the story of how I came to be to have an appreciation for freedom and its importance, and to have a vigorous distrust of government. Some of the battles I fought over the years with government agencies early on.
So tell me some of these cases that you had to go up against the government on.
Well, there was Ruby Ridge. I was writing about Ruby Ridge and trying to tie together some of the loose ends, and I did a piece for the Wall Street Journal that the FBI did not like, and it was fun to pick up the Wall Street Journal and see myself denounced by Louis Free, who was the FBI chief at that time.
What do you have to say?
He said I was a damn liar.
And well, what did he claim you were lying about?
Well, there were lots of details about the killing of Vicki Weaver. She was standing there holding the baby. There were other details about why the FBI had done what it did. And the interesting thing was, 6 months later, I got hold of a confidential Justice Department's 400-page study, which showed that basically almost everything I said had been proven by the Justice Department, even before Louis Free said I was, you know, falsifying the facts. So that shot him down. That helped build the pressure for the feds to pay a settlement to the Weaver family for killing the mother and the son. So
I didn't know there was a settlement in that case.
Yeah, it was a painfully cheap settlement because I think the feds paid $3 million to Randy and two of his surviving kids. So
did he get the check while he was in prison?
Randy Weaver was not in prison. He was maybe in jail for a while during the trial.
Okay, I thought he had the sawed-off shotgun charge.
He was not convicted on that. Okay. The Idaho jury, God bless him, basically found that the feds had entrapped him. They did not come out and they make that explicit, but they basically threw out all the charges except for one that was, well, he did not show up for the trial, but he was set the wrong date for the trial or for the indictment or whatever. So it was a huge victory. It was a huge defeat for the feds. And it was funny how so much of the politicians and the media tried to make people that distrusted the government version of Ruby Ridge out as a bunch of paranoid nuts.
Survivalist nuts out in the wilderness.
Absolutely. White separatists, whatever.
But, yeah, that was thrown around too, sure.
Yeah, but some of the government's own investigations later on proved the FBI had lied up and down, the ATF had lied up and down, the Marshal Service was lying. Hmm. And so writing about things like that, something like that helped wake up people that the government is a deadly peril to their survival.
How did you come to the ideas of liberty, Jim?
Well, I came of age in the 1970s. In my teenage years, I was watching President Nixon ruin the dollar, wreck the economy, drag the U.S. deeper into Vietnam, which he claimed he was getting us out of. And there were so many things that just branded the government as so profoundly untrustworthy. Mm. I had other episodes. I was arrested once for concealing a deadly weapon. It was complete BS. The charge was dropped. I had a lot of run-ins with authorities, and but a huge part too was I started reading philosophy like Emerson and Thoreau, Montaigne, Voltaire, and that really helped wake me up and get me an overview of why the government is far more dangerous. Why the government is not us; it's an alien entity that will crush us if it can profit by doing so.
So here you are at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Is it your first time?
First time here. I was at Porkfest in 2005.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. You got the cred there.
So you get a little bit of perspective then on these events. I mean, we weren't even at Porkfest 2005. Our first one was 07.
Wow.
So I want to hear from you. If you know, can you stay with us for a little bit?
Of course.
Jim Bovard, his website, jimbovard.com, J-I-M-B-O-V-A-R-D, jimbovard.com. He'll be sticking with us here. And if you've got a question for him, you're welcome to call in as well at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Interested to see how his view of the Free State Project and what it was and what it is now might have changed. We'll come back with that and more. It's Free Talk Live.
So I'm interested in getting some bitcoins.
Well, you could buy bitcoins with cash through a bank deposit, but that's not anonymous. Think about it. Banks won't even let you wear a hat or sunglasses. And they require a signed deposit slip which catches your fingerprints by design so any curious bureaucrat can monitor what you're doing.
Yikes. So how do you buy bitcoins while staying off the radar?
You gotta try MoneyPackTrader.com. MoneyPackTrader.com allows you to spend your cash at Walmart or almost any drugstore or convenience store wearing anything you want without providing any identifying information and then receive the bitcoins safely.
That sounds great, but what's the catch?
There's no catch. Buying truly anonymous bitcoins can be done in a day and at a reasonable price. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com to learn how to purchase as many bitcoins as you want with real privacy.
I'm going right now to MoneyPackTrader.com.
That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgery, stress, frustration. But what if one day could end your suffering for good? Dental implants from Clear Choice can be your permanent solution. We bring your team of doctors and precise technology together in one place so you get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth in just one day. Call Clear Choice for your free consultation at 1-800-574-9997. Qualified patients can have the procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here and we will take your calls, I swear. 855-50-FREE. Really, nobody is interested in calling tonight because we have so many interesting guests.
That's
on
the reason, yeah.
The air with us here talking about a variety of different subjects as we're live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. We will resume our usual format, which is typically guest-free on Free Talk Live. Normally we focus on you, the listener, and the callers. But that will resume tomorrow night. Mark will be on with the Sunday edition, which is, of course, live. We do the show live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you are not listening to the show during its live hours, you're still welcome to call in any night. And then, of course, you can listen back later on to yourself in the delay broadcast on your local radio station or via podcast at freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you enjoy what we're doing here at Free Talk Live, you can help support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Right now, your amp dollars are being doubled by a generous group of contributors who support our show and have contributed up to $950 per month in matching contributions. So we've got around $750 of that $950 that has been raised so far, and sure would appreciate you adding your $5 to that, because that's all it takes to become a Free Talk Live amplifier and help us get this show on more radio stations. We are the only show in existence that's on as many radio stations that actually brings the ideas of liberty to the average people out there. And you can help us get on 300. We're on 140 plus right now. You can help us get on 300, 400, 500 for $5 a month over at amp.freetalklive.com. That money will be doubled if you become an amplifier now at amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, which you can't use right now because we're live on location. But when we're back in our studio, you can. And you can also get access to the Amp Only podcast, which doesn't include the normal commercials that our regular podcast does. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to get more information and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on the website. amp.freetalklive.com. Jim Bovard is with us here in the studio, and Jim, you know I've seen your name forever, at least as long as I've been involved in the liberty movement. And
signs in the post office or what?
No, just kind of in the news. I mean, I don't know if you were ever involved in the Libertarian Party. Were you?
I've spoken there a few times.
Okay, yeah, I used to do a lot of Libertarian Party stuff, and
okay.
It was just a huge waste of time for me in Florida. And it had some good aspects in that it helped me do kind of learn outreach and learn to talk to people, but ultimately it never really panned out into any change or any advancement
for
freedom.
Sure.
So I joined the Free State Project back in 2002 or so, and we moved here to New Hampshire in 2006. So we just missed you, apparently. You were visiting in New Hampshire in 2005 for the Porcupine Freedom Festival. What brought you out to that? Because that was a long time ago.
Well, Jason Sorens invited me, and Varen Swearingen.
Yep.
So they wanted me to speak, and so we cut a deal, and I flew up to Manchester, then drove way the hell up to the northern part of the state, and driving up there on a Friday evening with all the Boston traffic clogging the roads. So, and it was neat to see the spirit out there. Even back then, there was a lot of vitality. It was a very different libertarian or freedom event than what I see inside the Beltway, or in a lot of other places I've gone to. There's far more vitality, and I'm impressed how many of the New Hampshire folks I've met are very well informed and well read.
Absolutely. I mean, it's the best movement of liberty-minded people that I've ever heard of that I think exists in the world. And you are unique as far as people attending this event, as far as speakers. Most of the speakers, they've never been to, you know, a lot of them probably hadn't heard of the Free State Project before they were invited here.
Uh-huh.
And then a number of them, you know, even if they had heard of the Free State Project, certainly hadn't been here 9 years ago.
Yeah.
So looking back at what it was like when you experienced the Porcupine Freedom Festival and, the feeling was that you got from the people there. How's it compare now?
Well, there's a better quality of beer now. it's a much broader movement now. You've got a lot of fresh leadership that's come in. You've got some of the older guys, the people here who were helping run things early time are still around and still helping.
Mm-hmm.
So it's neat to see the vitality, and I hope they can turn things around in New Hampshire and set a model. It's too bad there's not been more global warming. It's awfully damn cold here.
It certainly is. Well, the ski industry does quite well in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think that the orthopedic surgeons do well as well. The ski industry is doing well.
Probably do. You know, one of the things that I think is so exciting about the Free State Project is, and for me, this isn't just a proof of concept. This is basically what I was hoping to have happen entirely when I signed up back in 2004, whenever I signed up for the Free State Project, was now we have the Libertarian Veto. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance has 80 members that are, you know, members of the New Hampshire House.
Uh-huh.
These are people that score from their voting record 80% or higher liberty-oriented.
Uh-huh.
And there are 80 of them of the 400 reps. And it's rare that you have a bill that passes by a larger than 80 margin.
Of course, okay.
So that means that essentially the conservatives and the progressives, the middle-of-the-road Democrats and the middle-of-the-road Republicans, they all have to come to the libertarians to get their stuff passed.
That's good.
And that means that the encroachments of the state, at least at this point, assuming we keep enough momentum going, the encroachments of the state have been stifled dramatically, and I'm really excited about that part.
That's neat, and something that's nice to come up here and see is all the guys with carrying their guns on their hips.
Yep, a lot of folks doing the gun carrying thing.
Yep, I don't see that in Maryland.
Yeah, I was going to say, where'd you come from?
I'm living in Maryland, right? I was born in Iowa, was raised in the Shenandoah Valley, but under the terms of my parole, I've got to be in Maryland 5 more years.
Seriously? That's a joke.
That's a joke.
I mean, I hang out with a lot of people that are on parole.
Okay, all right. well, you know.
Ian's an activist.
I've been arrested, sent to jail. There's my friend Rich Paul. He's currently on probation for selling marijuana here.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about his case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Famous case.
He's a brave man, and he refused to take the plea bargain. And what I thought was so telling about Rich Paul's case was the fact that they punish people. It was obvious to me that they punish people for refusing to take a plea bargain. Now, that's not the way the judicial system's supposed to work.
No,
justice is supposed to be dispensed.
Right. Well, yeah, but people like to dispense it with a cattle prod, where they're just kind of hammering the hell out of people. And if someone doesn't agree, then they're just it's sort of like TSA doing the enhanced pat down and squeezing your boobs and balls because you won't go to the X-ray machine.
Yep. I mean, you know, it's nice to get a free massage, but I mean, I would have liked them to ask.
Well, and it's nice to choose your masseur.
Yeah, indeed it is.
So what's the liberty movement like in Maryland? What's happening there? Anything?
There's some good beer. It's right now it's pretty thin. There's a Libertarian Party. There's some good folks, but Maryland is dominated by a government employees and welfare and union corridor from the Washington, D.C. suburbs up to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. That pretty well capsizes the entire state. There are a lot of good folks in western Maryland, but they're basically disenfranchised.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's the same way with western Virginia. Is it why would those people, why do those people even bother to vote, you wonder? It's not like they count for anything.
Are you talking about in West Virginia?
Western Virginia.
Western Virginia. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a frustrating thing. That's where I went to school down in Blacksburg, and it's sad to see how the D.C. suburbs and Richmond are starting to dominate Virginia.
Yeah, well, they dominate the rest of the country, too. They dominate the world. Those folks around Washington, D.C., they think they run everything.
Well, you know, and there's a shortage of modesty around there. I can attest to that personally.
So do you feel like, you mentioned Maryland, there's a lot of good beer, and it's a good joke because that's really all libertarians are known for doing is sitting around drinking and complaining about the government.
Well, there's also crab cakes.
Yeah, they have really great crab cakes. Excellent, yeah.
So I guess, you know, my question is, do you think that the Free State Project is something that libertarians out there should really consider seriously and look into?
Well, my impression is the Free State Project might be a silver bullet.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's not like other things have been tried that worked.
Right.
So, I mean, what the hell? Go with this, especially since there's a very nice camaraderie among the folks here with this movement, and it seems like that they're supportive of each other, and they're trying to be principled. So, I mean, it's better than most of the other alternatives I see.
People are getting elected here, Jim. I mean, libertarians actually getting elected in New Hampshire. That never happened before.
Not Libertarian Party, generally.
Yes, but they're libertarians. They're not running as libertarians. They're running as Republicans and Democrats.
It's sort of like Ron Paul.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, he was someone. It was a shame that he's not yet propagated a lot of other Ron Pauls out there running, who are well informed and principled. So
we've got them here in New Hampshire. We've got a dozen Free Staters who've been elected just within the last couple of years. Dozens more have been elected to a smaller, like those dozen. The first dozen I mentioned were state reps.
Okay.
There are others who've been elected to more like school board kind of seats and things like that. So like I've seen the Libertarian Party struggling for so many years, and just to get someone elected beyond Soil and Water Conservation Board, and they can't do it. But here in New Hampshire, it's happening. And actually, you know, Mark mentioned this libertarian veto, etc. So I'm glad that you came back and that you've checked out New Hampshire again, and hopefully we'll see you again in the future.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. It's fun to come back to New Hampshire and enjoy the better beer.
JimBovard.com.
JimBovard.com?
That's your website. Jim, thanks for coming on Free Talk.
Thanks for having me on.
Really appreciate it. We're done for tonight and done for the Liberty Forum. It was, just a whirlwind tour of freedom and all kinds of cool people. And the night is going to continue on here in, a lot of fun. I think there's going to be a party or two or three or something.
Everybody please drive safely.
NHLibertyForum.com is the website to learn more about this event, because you're going to want to come next year if you didn't make it this year. And we'll see you tomorrow night back for the Sunday show at freetalklive.com.
Remember how bad your allergies were last year? When they hit again, be prepared with new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour, the first full-strength 24-hour prescription nasal spray available without a prescription. Unlike antihistamines, it blocks more of the body's chemical responses that cause nasal allergy symptoms, relieving the worst of them, including congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. May take up to 1 week of daily use to feel the most symptom relief.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.